Well, Eva, good to see you here, and nice to catch you just before you go on to the festive kitchen stage here at BBC Good Food Show Winter. Now, you've got an interesting session coming up, because you've told me just a moment ago, it's modular, your recipe. Tell me about this.
It is modular indeed. What I find is that often now there are mixed households where individuals may have some vegetarians in their household and then some meat eaters and maybe some plant-based. And this dish really works to please all of them. So it's based on a red pepper and sun-dried tomato sauce with baked celeriac. That's plant-based. And then if you're a vegetarian, we add in a duck egg. And if you're a meat eater, we add in some lovely crispy prosciutto to go on top. So it's really delicious, but you can virtually take off elements according to what your eating preferences may be.
Do you know, that's really interesting, because I've spoken to many chefs and cooks and party planners here at BBC Good Food Show, and it becomes apparent that if you're hosting Christmas lunch or a New Year's Eve dinner, you have vegetarians, vegans, people who are pescatarian, people who have gluten intolerance to consider, and that just adds to the stress level, doesn't it? So this is the perfect answer for those situations.
No, it absolutely is. And actually, it is free of gluten as well, and free of dairy, whilst we're thinking about it. So it's a really good dish, and it is, the recipes in the guide today.
Yeah. And lovely it looks too. How much can you expand that? I mean, how difficult is it to find more examples of this sort of modular approach?
I think now it has almost become common stay or commonplace, shall I say. So it's not that difficult, but there are loads of recipes like that on my website, which is wholefoodwarrior.co.uk.
Excellent.
I mean, I really enjoy cooking this way, and especially for that reason, because I've got friends that are vegetarian and I've got friends who are meat eaters, and, you know, I eat almost everything. So to me, it makes sense to cook this way, because you don't have to make separate dishes for everyone.
Now, you've been multitasking here, haven't you? Because, as we said before, you've got this very grown-up approach to cooking on the festive food stage, but you did a workshop before about sweet treats for kids. That sounds like it was a hoot.
I did. It was so much fun. And my goodness, we made such a mess. But it was brilliant. Everyone was laughing. And they were making peanut butter energy bites. And then we also turned an avocado into a chocolate mousse, which, as you can imagine, covered absolutely everything in cocoa. But it was the most amount of fun, and the kids really loved it. And I'm actually back on at 3:30 doing another kids' workshop based on eggs. So we've got an egg and spoon race going down. I've got rosettes and crowns for them. So that should be loads of fun too.
I think we better warn them to put some sheeting out before you get there. The messiest session at the whole of the show.
The eggs have been cooked. We won't tell them this.
Eva, really lovely to catch up with you. Enjoy your next session here at BBC Good Food Show Winter.
Thank you so much. Have a good day too.